All right, so I'm warming my car up. So let me do this message while I'm warming my car up. It's pretty amazing how deep, when you look back over time, over the years, you realize you were born in a death cult, and it's pretty wild how deep the lies are. As you're waking up from it, you know, I just look back at a saved person's channel, and 4 or 5 years ago, she knew about sugar. I didn't know it then. I mean, and people tried to tell me, but I wouldn't listen, you know. But when I had to go to the emergency room because I had a heart pain, they said your sugar is high. So I said, let me just start doing fast. And I cut back sugar for the last year, and I feel 20 years younger. You know, I feel strong. They're destroying your health, and they don't care. They don't want to do it fast. They want to do it over time. But the good thing about your body, just like the earth, your body is able to recycle itself. Your liver and your pancreas can regenerate, and your cells regenerate. And so if your liver and your pancreas can regenerate and your cells can regenerate, there you go. I'll do a 24-hour fast every once in a while. I haven't done it in about a week or two, week and a half maybe. 2 weeks at the probably. But I'll get in the flow in just a second. I'm not really in the flow. I'm just being hit with a bunch of. I'm just shocked that this whole time. See, God is knocking on your heart. God is knocking on your mind, your heart, your soul. But the system's blinded people so much, and our preconceived ideas. If you tell somebody, and I've experienced this for the last year, if you tell somebody, you can get to the point where you're not hungry anymore. As long as you eat, you know, one meal a day and no sugar, and you eat the protein, you won't even be hungry. I can go 24 hours and not even be hungry. I take protein powder, which they say that's not really good for you. But I think I'm going to try some of this. I've been using it, but I think I'm going to experiment and just use it only for about a month. It's the hemp protein powder. It's from a plant instead of an animal, I guess. But I eat turkey. I eat meat every day. 2 or 3 meals a day, eat meat. I just ate some eggs and some pepperoni, cheese, eggs, and pepperoni. But I usually eat turkey, bacon, pepperoni, chicken. Meat's got more amino acids. What I learned is with the amino acids, if you eat 3 meats, the amino acid chain stays intact better. I don't know if you can find that online, but there is a doctor that mentioned it. So I've been experimenting with it. I think it's important. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give advice. But I will say this. I am a doctor at the etymology and the decode in the Bible. I spent 30, let's see, 33 years studying this place, the truth. Even before that, when I went to college, I was looking for truth. I really, you know, everybody says, I want to go to college and get a good job. But that's fine, too. But that's not really my only, that wasn't my motivation. I could go get a better job, but I just want to do what I enjoy. I'm looking at the clouds, and they do look like snow clouds. And they're all the same. It's a fractal. So I'm looking at the trees. There's a fractal. I'm looking at the clouds. There's a fractal. I'm looking at this fence I built. It's a fractal. There's a pattern in everything. Everything has a pattern. And so before I get off track, though, God will send people in your life. So 4 or 5 years ago, she knew about it. She's posting links about it. And the very doctors that I found, she was posting years later. I mean, years before, and I saw it years later. It's wild. There's very few doctors out there that really care. I'm surprised they haven't been taken out yet. Surprised the Illuminati, Freemason, Jesuit, magician, priest class hadn't taken them out yet. I guess most people don't believe it, you know? It's real. Sugar cane kills your ability, Abel. Cain killed Abel, sugar cane. The Bible is encoded with the whole, everything you need is encoded in the Bible. Sugar cane kills your ability. Sugar cane kills Abel. Abel is able because he's not eating sugar. Sugar cane. So not only is the Bible encoded on how to be saved, but it's encoded on how to eat, how to live, what not to eat, where not to go, what not to meditate on, to disconnect. Somebody must have been praying for me, because for me to wake up to this, this is, for me to go back a year and a half, or 2 years, and for me, 2 years ago, if somebody would have said, sugar is a poison, it's destroying, it's killing you, I would have said the common response from even in a Baptist church or any kind of church, God takes care of me. I need what I want. God takes care of me. I have faith. Yeah, but God does take care of you, but your body's a ship. And just like you change the oil in your car, just like you change a battery in your car, you change spark plugs, you tune up your car, your body's a ship. It needs tuning. It's yeah, you walk by faith, but your body's of the 3D. And one of the secrets to beating these people is fasting and exercise, you know. But as you look back, some of the people talking about stuff 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know how long YouTube's been around, but if you look back long enough, you'll see stuff that people were talking about that you never even thought about. And somebody made a comment last week on my channel, said something to the fact that they didn't understand what I was saying, but they're being revealed some stuff that that now they're starting to see deeper stuff, you know, wake up. And if you think about it, I got two zombies walking down the street right now. And if you try to go talk to these zombies about the secret societies, the churches, the 501(c), the corporate system, and all the death cult that's surrounding them, see, when you're born in a death cult, what you think is normal is abnormal. And it's not just America, it's the whole world. Those people born in China don't understand freedom. And we're actually not free. We're bombarded with so much propaganda and lies and media, and it's hard to break it. The only way you're going to break the program is cut the noise off. Think about it. Jesus is the word. So when the Bible says preach the word brings salvation. It can go into your heart, right? So the word can penetrate through this phone, through the computer, through your heart. God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. So if God's word can penetrate your heart, it can penetrate this phone over a distance, and people can get saved just listening through this. But what I'm saying is, the noise of the system is words, music, phonics, words, vibrations. Every word that you, the name Jesus is a, has a vibration behind it. It's a phonics. G-E is Genesis. GE, we bring good things to life. Jesus. GE, Jehovah. Genesis, creation. Jesus, us. Per son, per the son. The phonics, the etymology, the cognates. Every word that you speak has power, life and death in the power of the tongue. It's the vibrations. I'm not able to decode. I can get some phonics and I can get some etymology and some cognates and some letters and some shapes and some symbols. And I mean, I can decode a lot more than most people, I'm pretty sure. The shapes, the symbols, and because I spent 10 years of my whole life doing it. And I spent 33 years studying the Bible. I actually spent more than that because before I got saved, when I was a kid, I was studying the Bible. I was studying Proverbs every day. I memorized Proverbs before I even got saved. That's why I thought I was saved until Charles Stanley came on the radio and says, "You're a sinner. Your sin stinks to the high heaven." He didn't say it like that, but that's what he was saying. So when you try to talk to these zombies who are born in the death cult and they cannot escape the death cult, before I finish, if I was going to celebrate a holiday, it would be Thanksgiving. So I'm just telling everybody happy Thanksgiving, you know. Be thankful every day. Every day is the same. I read that in, I think it's 2 Corinthians or somewhere the other day. You know, the Bible does say some consider one day above another and some consider one day the same. But there's also a verse in the Bible that says, why do you put them one day above another? Every day is the same. Jesus, you know every day is the same because Jesus sat down on the right hand of God and God is the same today, yesterday, forever. God is speaking the same truth today as he was yesterday and he will tomorrow. It's the same truth. The deal with us is we're not ready to receive it. Just like the sugar thing. I wasn't ready till I got shock treatment. And if you look at the word elect, E-L-E-C-T, E-C-T is electroconvulsive treatment. So God has to do shock treatment to pull you out of Babylon. God had to do shock treatment over and over the cycle. I kept getting involved with the Jezebel. And they would always say, yeah, I believe, I'm saved, but they were Jezebel. They didn't really believe. Some of them were witches. Some of them were Catholics. It's all, you get pulled in, then you realize that you lied to, you get away from them. You get out. And it usually don't take but about 2 months. You walk away, say, you're a witch, or you're a liar. You're a narcissist. You don't even know what narcissism is. See, that's another thing. They pulled the wool over eyes. So it's so many levels, it's not even funny. The churches that say faith alone and then try to put you back under law. You better not miss a day of church. That's a man-made rule. You are the church. People say, where are you going to go worship? Those that worship must worship in spirit and truth. You worship every moment of every day. Every moment is a worship service. And so the lies of the flesh mind, the lies of the system, the lies of the secret societies, the magician priest class, the lies are so deep. If you look back and see where you are now and where you used to be, you wonder how you made it because it's once you wake up to how evil the 666 cube flesh mind system is, and it's just a reflection of our old Adamic nature. So Adam and Eve dropped us down into so much delusion, it's not even funny. And you see it in Genesis 3, they tried to cover their sin with an apron. But it takes the blood. And so as you wake up to what you're in, and you start to escape Babylon, and you leave the cube, you unfold the cube, and you see the cross, right? You leave the sine wave, the drama, the Draco Ma. You leave the gossip, the backbiting, the bitterness and unforgiveness and all the stuff in Galatians 5:19, 20. You leave it behind and you move to a higher position, state. You're being changed from state to state, from glory to glory, right? And so as a saint, your body's nothing but sin, but you're no longer a sinner because you're a saint. Do you still mess up? Yeah, but that's not your identity. See, this is where a lot of people get messed up in churches, and they say, yeah, I'm just a sinner. That's why I get angry. That's why I drink. That's why I do whatever bad habit I'm doing, because I'm just, no, you're a saint. You have the power. One of the ways to stay in the spirit walk is set boundaries. My phone just delayed, so let me say it again. One of the ways to stay in the spirit walk is set boundaries. You know your weakness. You know what your weaknesses are, so set boundaries. You know something's going to make you mad. So let's say a Jezebel comes up. I used to fight with that Jezebel because I was raised around him. So why would I fight with the Jezebel? Because I was raised around it so much that I felt like a lot of stuff goes to your childhood. Think about it. So if I was raised around the Jezebel spirit and I didn't know what it was, I woke up to it, and then I look back and say, I was raised around Jezebels. And so you want to destroy the Jezebel spirit, not the person, but the spirit. So you fight with the Jezebel. But it's finished. You don't have to fight because it's already finished. You fight the good fight of faith, you know. You give them the truth and shake the dust off your feet. If they want to stay in Jezebel spirit realm, that's their choice. If they want to stay narcissistic, that's their choice. Can a narcissist change? Yeah, if they get saved and start renewing their mind. Anybody can escape being selfish. Anybody can escape being a psychopath, sociopath, if they just got saved. Because the spirit of truth is not psychopath. The spirit of truth, Christ in you, is not a sociopath. He's not a narcissist. People say, well, God wants you to worship him. He's God. If you start to worship yourself, you become narcissistic. He knows that. There's a difference between a created being and a God who's eternal. Who has always been. You know, when Jesus came down with those two angels, he appeared as an angel. But the angel, they all appeared as a man. But he could take on the form of an angel, could take on the form of a human. When he came down, that was the pre-incarnate Christ. So when he came down, incarnated, and he had a human avatar body, he experienced what you experience. He's gone through everything. He broke through the system. He broke the program. Had another person online. She told me about 6-7 years ago or something like that. She said, you know that video they did where it was like I Pet Goat video. She said, you saw Jesus on his floating through that thing on some kind of surfboard or something, but he had his eyes closed and she made a comment. I didn't understand what she was saying then. But the lies are so deep. The system lies are so deep. The noise is so deep. You have to just keep your focus on God. Focus on the Word. People wonder, you know, the reason I don't have my channel monetized. The reason I do this every day is not only to help the saints and try to win some souls, but it's also to keep my ship in line. Because if I'm speaking, I already know the game. There's no new game. I already know they're going to send a Jezebel. I already know they're going to send a Delilah. I already know they're going to send a narcissist to mess with me. I already know they're going to try to pull me into some kind of gematria lie or some kind of ICCN code lie, which they don't bother me as much anymore because I can knock them down really easy. The etymology reveals everything. And the etymology is true because it goes back to source, where the root word came from. And it has to be true because you can't function without logic. So whenever you're having a conversation with somebody, the words need to be logical. And if the words are logical, they go back to source. What is source? The logos. L-O-G-O unfolds to logic. Jesus is logical. God is logical. There might be emotions when you realize what Christ did. Brings tears to your eyes that Jesus had to go to the cross to save mankind, to those that believe. But my point is, as you look back over the years, the lies that you believed, there's other people around you still believing those lies. And it's easy to judge them, and it's easy to say, wake up, zombie. But the Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. E state, E is spirit, state is your position. So condescend to men of low estate, spiritual state. So your spiritual state is high and lifted up in Christ. You're way higher than the average person in Christ. You got more knowledge in your pinky than they do in their whole body. And so your state of being is spiritual in Christ. Their state of being is natural in the flesh. So be thankful that God saved you. Be thankful that He lifted you up out of the miry clay, out of Babylon, out of the confusion, out of the delusion. It's just wild how much insanity that we got saved out of. And what's the gist of this talk? The gist of this talk is that if you're waking up to the lies around you, some of us woke up a long time ago. Don't let it knock. I mean, it'll knock you down. When you wake up to some of the churches, how evil they are, some people will never escape the Mormon church. They'll never escape the Jehovah's Witness church. They'll never escape it. And you feel sorry for them. But some people do. And so those that do, be thankful. Get healed, get whole. The truth is everywhere. Ask God, seek, knock, ask. Beat on the door till you get your answer. Sometimes God's not answering you because you're not giving up certain things at that point that He wants you to give up. But if you say that, say, Lord, I know I'm not, I need help giving up. He has to do it, whatever it is. Back to the sugar thing. If you haven't woke up to the sugar lie, it's a poison. And it's put in all the food for a reason. It's actually more addictive than cocaine. I never took cocaine, but that's what the studies say. Sugar is so addictive and it destroys you with a slow kill that it's just off the roof. Now you can be restored. The body renews itself. Just like you renew your mind, the earth is being renewed every day. The rain, the washing of the water, of the word, your spirit, your soul is being renewed. Your body can, if everything in front of you can be cleansed. You can clean the AC unit outside your house. You can clean your windows. You can repaint your walls. You can re-cleanse stuff in the natural. You can even get rid of rust and use some sandpaper and get rid of rust, paint it. You can renew stuff. So if you can renew everything around you, spirit, you can renew your soul, then you can renew the natural objects around you. You can renew your heart and your mind, so you can renew your body. But you have to start doing some fasting and cutting out foods that are poison. I bought some bread because I thought, well, I'm ready to eat some bread. And I taste it, and it just tastes bad. It tastes bad. It tastes awful. I used to love that kind of bread, but now I can't even eat it. Because when you don't eat sugar, everything that's It's just a terrible taste. Some bread tastes good, but this wheat bread I got at Food Lion tastes terrible. I'm thinking, has it always tasted that bad? Yeah, but they want you, just like Jezebel, they try to slowly boil the frog. They slowly indoctrinate you into the lies. And you think it's normal. You were born in it, you get out of it, and then they try to pull you back down. And you say, wait a minute. And it's a program. I mean, this thing is not just coincidence. They're doing it on purpose. They target you. They'll show up out of the blue, and they've listened to all your stuff, and they'll actually repeat in 3D. They'll come up and act like they never met you before, they never seen you before. They know you. And so they send an agent to talk the same talk you talk to make you think that they're your friend. I'm not talking about online. They do it online too, but I'm talking about in the real world they'll do it. It's a stratagem of the devil. And the wiser you get, the wiser they get. The better at playing the game. You're in a war. I'm sorry, but you're in a war every day. And the wiser they get at playing games, they're always looking for your weakness, right? And so the wiser that you get, defeating these agents, these shapeshifters, they're shapeshifters. The wiser you get, the wiser they get. They send new agents. Now, part of it is just it's the hive mind, and they're not in control. Some of them know what they're doing, but some of them don't even know what they're doing. They're being manipulated by the spirit of the air. There's something in these flesh creatures that when they see somebody doing good, that somebody's independent, somebody's happy, healthy, and wealthy and wise, and I'm not talking about rich money-wise, wealthy and knowledge and wisdom and just the way to be. You're wealthy if you're not in bitterness. You're wealthy if you're not in unforgiveness. You're wealthy if you're just living in peace. And so when that spirit jumps on them, something in them, I've seen it. Some of these Jezebel women, something jumps on them, and they actually think that they can destroy you. They actually get a, I don't know if they make a bet. I think they make a bet. They make some kind of bet or some kind of wager that they can actually destroy you. They really do. It might be a bet with themselves, but something deep down, the spirit in them, they want to destroy you. I've seen it my whole life. Not just the women doing it, but the men. I driving the Uber, you hear people talk. And when you were in college, you heard these guys talking to you. It's like the guys were like, the woman wasn't even a human. It was like, that's sick, man. That's sick. Why would you want to? I might have talked about it once or so, but there's a program to try to do MK Ultra mind control so much to turn a lot of these people into prostitutes, to destroy them. They pull them into drugs, the drinking and all that. They try to destroy them. And then when they get destroyed and they're out there, you notice all these women that say, stop the human trafficking. But when they see people who have been fell into the human trafficking, they don't reach a hand out. A lot of the women that get all their, we need to stop human trafficking, but they'll never go out there on the street and pull somebody out of it. A lot of these women could help these women, but they're not going to do it because it's just a show. It's an outward show. They're just talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk, you know. Stop human trafficking. And then when they see one on the corner, this human traffic, who's a victim, who's been mind controlled, then they just look at them like with a disgust. When they're sitting there saying stop it, but they see one and they get all disgusted. I mean, that's hypocrisy to the hilt, right? It's just a show. It's not real. It's kind of like if you were saying, stop thievery. And then you're sitting there watching somebody steal somebody's bicycle or something and you don't call them out on it. It's just, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's the death cult. And so the death cult is really based on the heart. When you look out at the trees and the grass and everything, the creation groans, but it's mainly based on the heart of man, the mankind. And so the flesh mind is the death cult. And the flesh mind will try to gaslight you, and the flesh mind will try to pull you down into some kind of slavery or bondage where they can blackmail you, manipulate you, whatever. So you got to stay strong. And that's why you should cut off sugar. You should renew your mind. You should be prepared. You should always be on guard, because your devils are going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom they may devour. So it's just like the Agent Smith in the Matrix. They're always looking for somebody they can devour. The Bible says it. So it doesn't matter if it's a Jezebel, a narcissist, a drug dealer, or it could be a family member, it could be a coworker, it could be a neighbor, it could be somebody in church, it could be the preacher. If they're telling you false doctrine, they're trying to destabilize you and mess your mind up. If you're in a cult, they're trying to put you back under law, which if you never got saved, you're always under law. Because the law should bring you to Christ. And a lot of people don't even care about the Ten Commandments anymore. And so you almost, if you say something about the Ten Commandments to get somebody convicted, they don't even care anymore. So you have to actually go into their worldview. And they can be a New Age person, and you say, well, if you're you find contradictions in the New Age, or they could be a gematria, you find contradictions in gematria. They could be some kind of do-good, or you find contradictions that they're not doing good in certain areas. You have to show the contradictions in their worldview, because they don't even care about the Ten Commandments anymore. If you can show them and you can destroy their whole worldview, then you got something. The feminist. Why aren't the feminists on the street corners helping the ones that already fell into human trafficking? Let's stop human trafficking. But they're not really doing anything. It's just they're probably part of it. With all the technology that the government has, the CIA, the military, they can find any drug dealer, any human trafficker, easy. They don't want to. They actually want to make them. They want to make copies of themselves. They want the flesh creatures because they make money off of them. The lawyers and the courts and the judges, they want you to break the law. I had an Uber rider. She said, they want everybody to have guns. I said, yeah, because think about it. The lawyers don't have anything to do. She said, everybody's waking up that we don't need them in their system. How did she say it? She said, everybody's waking up to the lies. And so they have to feed guns to people so that people shoot people and create a court. They have to create crime to stay in business. They have to create crime to keep the thing going. It's real, people. One thing that is an example is debt. They want you to be in debt. So then when you lose your house or your car, it gets repoed and it creates a cycle. It keeps the flow of the money, the death cult flow, the money, the debt money system has to keep flowing. It's a debt system. And once you get out of debt, what happens? You're free, but they want you back in debt. The scarcity lie, the debt money system, the banks, the crypto, the stock market, the news, the media, the schools, the doctors, it's all lies. The free, secret societies, the nation states, it's all a death cult. The wars, the rumors of wars. When you really wake up that the whole thing is a lie, it's a process, and it can't happen overnight, because if God allowed you to see all of it overnight, you'd fall down. If God allowed you to see another person's heart, you couldn't take it. Because each person is being renewed. If everybody's moving from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, if you saw another person's heart, it would destroy you. You don't need to see another person's sin or their heart. You just need to focus on yourself. And if they're speaking false doctrine, you can rebuke them. Or if they're glorifying sin, you can rebuke that. But you don't need to see their heart, because you don't want another. Now, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. You can see it when they speak, especially when they're contradicting each other, and especially to protect yourself. But that's not your motive. Your motive is not to go see their heart. Your motive is to help everybody move towards the heart and mind of God as a copy of Jesus down here by the Holy Spirit. You know their heart. You don't even want to be around them, because everything out of their mouth reveals their... It's sad. And when you talk to them, when you rub shoulders with them, it's easy for it to rub off on you, because just like when you go back around your bloodline family, it's some of the things they used to do when you were a kid, some of them still do it because they never grew, and they pull you right back in if you're not careful. That's why a lot of people, you have to cut off your fam. You cut off your, once you get saved, you might have to cut off some bloodline, because they're going to try to pull you back down into some kind of weird reality that they're still in, that you're not in anymore. Once you shift to the new reality, from the old Adam to the new Adam, God is going to force you to grow. And think about it, the old Adamic nature of the bloodline, the culture, they're not growing. And if they do have a semblance, some kind of a semblance of growing, semblance, same word, if you look the etymology up. Semblance, if they have some kind of semblance of growing, it's going to be some kind of new age stuff, which they're really not growing, because if you sit around and talk to them long enough, you'll realize they're corrupt. Without Jesus, you're corrupt. I don't care if you're new age, I don't care who you are. Without Jesus, you're corrupt. And they can claim to be spiritual, but that spirituality without Jesus is from the dark side. It's Lucy light. It's fake light. And so you're being bombarded by 1,000 points of light. The Lucy light on YouTube, on the Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. They're not happy. If they were happy, why would they be doing tarot cards? Why are the new age people, you'll watch about 10 of their videos, and then the next video, the 11th video, they're using tarot cards. Like, wait a minute. If you came down from the Pleiadians and you were a light worker, why do you need tarot cards? It don't add up. Logic. If you're a light creature, you just walk around and everything falls in your lap. You don't need some tarot card. It's stupid. It's so stupid. It's just ridiculous. It's a scam. Why would it? You know, I remember growing up seeing those people going to the palm reader. I thought, why are you going? Before I even got saved, I knew that was evil before I got saved. I knew it was demonic. You see people walking into a tattoo shop. You know that just the feel of it is demonic. There's one up here on the corner, and the people that walk out of there, they're all dressed in black, and they look demonic, and it's like, you know it's demonic. The Bible says don't make any markings on your body. Everything in the system, everything in the system is contrary to the Bible. And so when the Bible tells you this is the right way, walk in it, the whole world, which is the death cult, does the opposite. Why? Because they're mocking God. They're mocking the truth. They're mocking the believers. They're mockers. They mock you. And when you wake up to the fact that the whole world and all the systems that set up in the world are against, you can find any Bible verse. Just open the Bible up. You can find any Bible verse. And there's a system set up to counteract it and to go opposite of it. Seriously. That's all. That's enough to think on. My phone is glitching out, so we'll end it here.